Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, my guest is Dr. Rebecca Carley. I haven't had her on the show for a while, and I am eager to speak with her. We're going to be discussing titers at the top of the show, and then we are going to get into each and every vaccine-induced disease. So I couldn't be more excited for this program, and I just want to give a plug to something that has got me absolutely infuriated, and that's Christina England's vaccination policy in the UK government, the untold story. However bad you think it is here, it's worse there. And I was just interviewing Amanda Kay. Oh, by the way, let me just say shout out to Valerie Murphin for posting this interview and a multitude of my interviews over time in a lot of different groups. She's given new life to old interviews, and as with this interview, she's promoting it. That's awfully decent of you, Valerie Murphin. I thank you very much. However, let me get back to Christina's book before Dr. Carley calls in. And Dr. Carley's website is reversingvaccineinducediseases.com or reversingvids.com. But I was just interviewing Amanda Kay, and she was talking about her vaccinated children versus her unvaccinated children and all of the concerns that she turned to the medical industry regarding her first child, who was injured by a tremendous amount of vaccines. It's all in your head, or it's this and that. Well, this is what the whole Munchausen by proxy syndrome in England is all about. They are basically this horrible man. I would actually say he's worse than Dr. Offit. That would be saying so much. So please take me seriously when I say the level of evil of this man I cannot conceive. I think he hates women, or he hates parents, or he hates children, or he hates them all. Because if you turn to a doctor in the UK for help, you don't even have to say that you recognize it as a vaccine injury. They know it's a vaccine injury. So they will basically create a case against you for seeking help for your child. And you could be put in jail, and your children can be taken away just for seeking help for a vaccine-induced disease or reaction. This is unbelievable. And it's kind of like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, in terms of how they can just pigeonhole you. Is a catch-22. If you're a conscientious parent, that's a problem. If you're an unconscientious parent, that's a problem. And there is no way you cannot be categorized this way if they want to categorize you this way. If they can't help you, and so, you know, the medical industry is not prepared to reverse these vaccine-induced diseases, so if they can't, you know, do anything, then there must be something wrong with you. Just so evil, just so sinister. I was listening to Amanda Kay and all of her concerns, and I thought, were you to say this in the UK, you could be in jail and your kids might have been taken away by now. You would have never gone on to have two unvaccinated children. It would have been all over for you and the one vaccinated child you had. So this is a very, very important book. I promised I would read Christina's own story, and I haven't gotten to it yet, but the journey there is just so horrifying. It's called Vaccination Policy and the UK Government, the Untold Truth. It'll just amaze you. However bad it is here, I guarantee you it's worse there. So, Dr. Carley, I'm wondering why she's not calling in. Perhaps she's having difficulties, so let me try to contact her in another way. Hold on while I do. Okay, everybody just... Okay, Rebecca, where are you? Okay. We're going to start by talking about titers simply because my friend Kathleen Colfer-Saravalli brought up the fact that her child had multiple vaccines for against one disease and yet had no titers. And then multiple vaccines against another disease and yet had no titers. And then multiple vaccines against yet a third disease and yet had no titers. So the thing is, you know, they say vaccines, there's just no benefit, right? Isn't the benefit that you're supposed to have immunity in some way against this? And titers would prove that. Well, turns out, I went on to speak to several other people, including Amanda, and she was saying that her child had gotten 3 varicella and had no titers. So the doctor wanted her to get another shot for varicella, and that's when the light went off in her head that this was a complete scam. So even though the herd immunity issue is a complete scam because it's based on natural immunity, and vaccinations destroy your immunity, as Eustace Mullins said when asked about vaccines. He was giving a lecture on a completely different subject, although he can fill hours on just vaccination. He was giving a lecture on something else. And somebody got up and asked about vaccination, and he said, oh, vaccines, they destroy your immunity. And I thought, well, that's it in a nutshell. They destroy your immunity. And leaving the door open for every disease in internal medicine. But anyway, I think I got, I'm talking about what I was supposed to be talking about, but I forgot what I was going to go back to. Oh, well. You know, so be it. The chemtrails, I have been saying for a long time, with all that aluminum they're spraying, are dulling me down. My memory is not what it used to be. I really have to tell you. A lot of people are having breathing problems from them. And certainly, asthma, vaccines cause asthma. And what was that bill that Obama signed saying that if you have breathing problems, you should be, I don't know, quarantined somewhere or something? Some bill basically attacking people who had breathing problems. And I thought, well, everyone's going to have breathing problems with these vaccines. Asthma's right at the top of the heap of reactions to them. So, oh, boy. All right, well, Dr. Rebecca Carley, I'm assuming, is being prevented from calling it because she's always right here, right on the mark. And, well, I'll talk about some of the issues we were going to discuss. I told you about titers and how, oh, yeah, well, let me finish with the titer thing because there was an SB 277-like bill in Oregon that was proposed by a woman legislator. I don't remember her name, and it did not pass, and that was a, you know, cause for joy. However, she said, next time I'm going to propose a bill that everyone has to have titers to prove that they're immune. Well, if you've been vaccinated and you don't have titers, at the time I just thought it was a money grab. I thought, well, that'll be a lot of money out of everybody's pocket. What a great gal, you know. The industry is going to make their money either way, you know. But no, why it's much worse than that, if you're getting these vaccines and you're supposed to have titers to prove that you've gotten them and that you have benefited from them, then, you know, but if you don't have, if nobody who's getting these vaccines, and everybody I'm talking to now, the same stories are coming out, that there are no titers. So it's like literally a bogus exercise with all this, you know, no benefit. It's just proving no benefit, all risk. So I like to quote Dr. Paul G. King, who said that, you know, it's great to quote people and you can remember what they say, boy, de boy. Oh, the benefits are theoretical. The disease, damage, and death are real. I love that. The benefits are theoretical. Disease, damage, and death are real. All right. Well, you know what? While I wait for Rebecca, and I, you know what? Perhaps she's on Skype. Maybe she got a call. it's, you know, she's a doctor. She might have gotten a call from somebody who needs her. But more likely, it's that she's being censored. You know, I hate to say it, but that's the truth. There's so much censorship these days. I went to see Vaxxed the other day, and I interviewed absolutely everybody except Cheryl Atkinson. So that I regret. She's one of the people I had hoped to meet, but the person I had hoped to meet, I did. Dr. Seneff, Stephanie Seneff, she's in the movie, and she's also somebody who talks a lot about how glyphosate and vaccines and possibly she also speaks about GMOs too. I'm not completely sure. Are working in tandem with one another to take us. Not just one thing, but it's like a really kind of bigger plan. Oh, boy, the vaccines aren't bad enough, you know. But anyway, so I got to interview Dr. Seneff and Dr. Wakefield and Del Bigtree and Polly Tomey again. Maybe this is my third interview with her. And my third interview with Dr. Wakefield for sure. That's just on video. I have several on the radio too. I don't know, but this is like my 15th interview with Rebecca Carly, and she's on. Excellent. Hold on. Okay, Dr. Carly, I am picking you up forthwith. Hi, Dr. Carly.
Hello, Sally.
I don't know if you heard the first part of the show so that we don't have to double back. Did you?
No.
Okay. Well, let us start by talking about the vaccine-induced diseases. And a lot of people, like myself, don't know what an autoimmune disease is. And so if you would list the autoimmune diseases and then describe how, you know, your expertise is in reversing vaccine-induced diseases, perhaps you could talk about that too.
Okay, well, first I would like to mention how I got started investigating vaccines. My son, who turned 20 years old, was brain damaged by vaccines. And so I started investigating ways of reversing the damage, and I was able to reverse the damage, and that's what got me started on this path.
Well, may I just say I met someone at Vax the other day by the name, what is her name? I just made friends with her on Facebook, but she said that you had reversed her child's autism and that she was so... It was a moment in her life that she would never forget when she saw the light go back on in her eye. And I thought, oh, wow, I've seen so many of these dead-eye-looking children, you know, just absolutely no twinkle, no light in their eyes. And I knew just what she was talking about when she said when the light went back on in her eyes. So she's so grateful to you, and she said you helped her with her other child. Also, he was affected by the hepatitis B vaccine. So I know you have a lot of clients, but anyway, I just wanted to give a shout-out in regard to a woman I encountered the other day.
Yes, well, there's no such thing as a safe vaccine, and that's why we do what we do, trying to get parents to investigate vaccines before they start shooting their child up, because obviously the more vaccines they get at one time, the more likely there's going to be a problem. But I want to say it's not just autism. It's pretty much every disease in internal medicine. I have clients with cancer, which, by the way, no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer because they know they cause cancer. Insulin-dependent diabetes, arthritis, I mean, you name it. And my protocol works for all these things, as long as a person's willing to do what they have to do. So, you know, this is my calling. This is what I do. I do consults for people. If people want to contact me, they can call me at 828-294-0662 or Skype me at drcarley1, that's C-A-R-L-E-Y-1. What I charge depends on how complicated the situation is, so I have to talk to people to figure that out. Obviously, you know, cancer is more complicated than autism, but like I said, it's every disease in internal medicine, and when I realized this, it was such a dark night of the soul for me, because it was my dream to go to medical school and then to find out we were lied to about everything. And there's many doctors that don't vaccinate their own children, but they're, you know, happy to vaccinate yours. And so you really got to be suspicious.
A woman that I just thanked for posting her, I posted that I was interviewing you, and she put it everywhere. Her name is Valerie Murfin. She used to be a veterinarian, licensed veterinary technician, and she said she gave tens of thousands of vaccines to small animals and other animals, thinking she was helping them. And she walked away, and years later, she lost a grandchild to vaccination. So she knew that it was a vaccine reaction, and nobody would listen to her. And but anyway, she's become a great ally of mine, and you would like her very much, I'm sure.
Right, and that's why people have to investigate. Excuse me. When I vaccinated my son, you know, that was really before the internet really started up. There's so much information out there now. You know, it's self-evident that this is the case.
Well, I mentioned something else the other day, and if anyone out there in Radioland has this link, I'd really appreciate it, because it said that the Chinese people were accusing your government of genocide because a million children had died from, I believe it was, one vaccine campaign. My computer shut down before I got to read the article, but the little I saw was that 1 million children had died, and I'm assuming it's from one campaign if all of a sudden there's a call that the government is, they're accusing the government of genocide. My question is, why did it take a million children to die to get adults to act like adults? This is a source of frustration for me, tremendous frustration. But, of course, it's a well-kept secret. Nobody reports anything ever as resulting from vaccination, and they have gag orders on people who want to talk about it. And I'm just saying, it's so frustrating that a million children died before adults stand up and say this is a genocide.
Well, I've been saying that for years, and of course, that's why people have to do their homework. Like I said, there's plenty of information out there, including my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, and you know, this is just so evil. It's hard to comprehend how doctors can go to medical school allegedly because they want to help people, and then they end up killing and maiming them. It's absolutely sickening. And
I was reading Christina's book, and she was talking about a Professor Meadows who is actually more evil than Offit, and nobody would believe it. But you really have to read what this man is doing, and how unscrupulous he is, and underhanded, and how many people are being affected in the worst ways conceivable. This is just, it made me ill. Truly, it did.
And they always get away with it, you know. I've had thousands of clients over the years, and I reversed over 4,000 cases just of autism. But like I said, my protocol works for everything. as long as people are willing to do what they have to do. And, I mean, see, that's one of our problems, is that people can't believe that their doctors would intentionally harm them. You know, it's just not something they want to believe. And so they go along with the program. They just do what their white coat tells them to do. And that's how they get into trouble.
Well, there are. I would like at this juncture to talk about autoimmune diseases, because a lot of people don't realize the severity of these diseases. Do you want me to list them? Do you want to list them? Do you want to address them one at a time that are resulting from vaccination?
Well, I think you can just go ahead and list them. I mean, the list is very long, so
well,
I don't think...
Just of the autoimmune diseases, for example, people, I never knew what that meant. And I'm reading here, it's allergies and asthma. Okay, those anaphylactic reactions, arthritic conditions, diabetes, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and lupus. So those are, you know, very, but the, so would you like to discuss each one of those, or would you like to do something else? Because I have them broken down by category.
Well, let me just mention what autoimmune reactions are. It's where your body attacks itself. And, you know, the only thing that determines where your body attacks itself is... Sorry, my dog's going a little crazy here. Is, where your weak link is. And that's why so many diseases are possible. Quiet, kids. And one way that happens, as a matter of fact, on the pet... Sweetie, please! On the pet page on my website, I actually have package insert for the rabies vaccine. And it says right in there that the tissue cultures can cause autoimmune reactions. That's the only place I've ever seen it admitted. But that was quite a find. So your body attacks itself. You know, let me just mention a really important book I got recently from Amazon. It's entitled Vaccines and Autoimmunity. And it's so well done. It's, let's see here, it's about 400 pages, 357 to be exact. And
who wrote it?
One of the most important books I've found.
Who wrote it, Rebecca?
Pardon me?
Who wrote it?
Oh, it's got three editors.
Who?
Let's see. Lucija Tomjanovic.
Yeah.
She co-wrote the book with Christina, entitled Vaccination Policy in the UK Government, The Untold Truth. And Yehuda Schoenfeld and Nancy Eggman-Levin. And actually, I'm shocked that they were even able to get this book published.
Really?
I have so many books on vaccines. Another really important book is entitled Vaccination, the Silent Killer, A Clear and Present Danger by Ida Onaroff and Eleanor McBean. And one of the most amazing things in this book is they talk about how in the 70s, when they were pushing the flu vaccine, they actually went to court to try to stop it. And the judge told them they didn't have standing to get standing they would have to get the vaccine and die. I mean, if that's not... Yeah. Another really important book is Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter. And in that book, he talks about how the damage to the brain can cause, you know, violence. And this was a real find for me because that helped me realize that's why we have so many bullies now. They're all brain damaged. Like I said, the only thing that determines what side effect you get is, you know, where the damage occurs. So, you know, if the area of the brain that controls aggression is damaged, then they're going to become violent. And, you know, that's really disgusting. And a lot of these children end up getting put on psych drugs, which, of course, is very dangerous as well. I mean, they're putting little children on these very powerful drugs. And if the parent refuses, the next thing you know, they're calling CPS and threatening to take the child away. Because this is a big money maker for the courts and CPS and all of these agencies that are involved in kidnapping children. So when you realize how extensive it is, and I know that you realize it, I mean, I'm at the point now, like if I'm in the store or something, I can look in a child's eyes and I can tell if they're brain damaged.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, that's how I found out, you know, that vaccines were causing brain damage because I started to ask all the parents. And this is while the vaccine schedule was increasing. And I didn't realize that at the time. I just knew as the years were going by, there were more and more people who reminded me of my sister or one of the people who lived in the institution. There were like 1,000 other mentally retarded children who lived in that institution. So I saw every variety of mental retardation, you know, and I would stop the parents and say, you know, my sister was mentally retarded. What's the matter with your kid? And somewhere in the conversation, they'd say, but my doctor said it wasn't the vaccine. And I never once asked, is it the vaccine? Do you think it was the vaccine? I never brought up vaccines. They brought that up to me in terms of the doctor denying it, which was just out of unbelievable that's how I found what caused it.
Well, how can they admit what they've done? I mean, like you said, this is genocide. It's so obvious that this is genocide. I can't even imagine how many million children have been damaged. And you mentioned the pets. I want to just mention something else. A lot of people don't realize they give the same dose of vaccine to a tiny breed like a Chihuahua as they do to a Husky. And that's why so many small dogs are, you know, becoming ill, because they're getting massively assaulted by the vaccines.
And dying. A lot of them are dying.
At this point,
a sizable number of people have lost their pets, especially Chihuahuas.
Well, I have one dog that's never been vaccinated. I adopted her at a flea market. And you can't mention that you're against vaccines to these kind of people. I just said, have the dogs gotten their vaccines? And they said, no. And I said, I'll take one. And then I have a little miniature dog that I rescued. And I'm sure she did get vaccinated, but I detoxed her. So she's doing well, too. I mean, you've never seen healthier dogs. And, you know, they tried to...
As I said, when I tried to get a dog from the pound, you know, a shelter dog, they had to give him $450 worth of vaccines before I adopted him. This was a 14-year-old Chihuahua. And I said, okay, now I can't adopt him. You know, who else is going to adopt this dog but me? But I can't adopt him if you're going to, I'm going to cause him to die in order to try to adopt him, and I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And then
You can be sure that any shelter has been vaccinated. That's one of the main things they do.
By law, and that's the rabies vaccine, right? That's the only one required by law. And the dog, I just went to a dog store, and I thought, well, I'll just, you know, buy a dog from a dog store. And, you know, I picked him up. I fell in love with him. I knew I was going to take this dog. And I said, by the way, has this dog been vaccinated? They said, oh, yes. I said, oh, yes, what? And they said he's been given 5 vaccines at 8 weeks, this tiny little dog with a Maltese. And I said, do you have any unvaccinated dogs? Like, as I say, I knew I was taking this dog. But nonetheless, I wanted to know. And he said, no. I said, but there's only one required by law. And he said, if we don't vaccinate every recommended vaccine, our pet store will be closed down.
Right. So
this is like the store mafia.
Just like the pediatrician, same thing. I've even talked to some people, especially it happens with elderly people. They'll go to their white coat, and they may even say, I don't want any vaccines. And next thing you know, they're whipping the syringe out, and they stick them before they even know what happened. So, you know, it is like a mafia, the medical mafia. That's the name of Guy Lang Tote's excellent book. They are a mafia. And if you don't follow the standards of practice, they will come after you.
Well, as I say, this man would not be breaking the law, per se, if he didn't give anything that was not a rabies vaccine, and yet his store would be closed down if he didn't. So an eight-week-old small dog puppy was given 5 shots. To me, that is just like, wow, man. Same shots they would have given the Great Dane.
Well, not to mention the fact they're actually injecting you with a disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So not only is it causing autoimmune disease, but you can also get the infection. As a matter of fact, there was an outbreak of measles in Florida, and, you know, the media tried to spin it that those children didn't get vaccinated. Well, those children did get vaccinated. That's why they got the measles, because, you know, these are live viruses they're injecting into you. So the whole idea is totally insane. And at the top of the show, you mentioned titers, so I just wanted to address that. They pretend that, you know, if they draw your blood, they can tell if you're quote-unquote immune, which is ridiculous, of course, because they just injected you with the disease. I mean, I know it was Edward Jenner that started this with the smallpox vaccine in England, but the idea that, you know, they would be able to convince people that to protect you, we're going to inject you with the disease. I mean, it is so insane. But the good news is people are waking up, and it can't happen, you know, fast enough for me. Like I said, I've been doing this for 2 decades, and the stories I hear from people, it's just so, so sad. I had one family that had 4 autistic children in one family, and you want to talk about hell on earth, you know, that's hell on earth. And, you know.
Well, I spoke to a friend of mine, and she was saying that in one school that she was substituting in, the preschool had 10 classes of 12 special students, mostly in diapers. And then she talked to a county education supervisor, and he said of all the schools in his county, in the middle schools, more than 50% were considered or categorized as special students. So they're saying that, you know, in 10 years from now, one in two children will be autistic. We may be there right now, you know?
Yeah.
And I keep saying, why are you dumbing our kids down to teach them? You know, that's another bold irony, you know?
Because
they have to go to
they get more money. The schools get more money for special needs children. So they love to get the brain-damaged children because they get more money for them. So,
well, it's the same thing with CPS removing them. They get more money for the disabled children, the social worker, if they can permanently displace a child from their home, they get more money for a disabled child than they do for a non-disabled child.
Right. Yeah,
so that's
whole
incentive in a big way.
Yeah, the whole system is insane. And I don't believe that these doctors don't know what they're doing. I just don't believe it. But like I said, if they don't go along with the standards of practice, they could very well lose their license. It happened to me.
Right, right. Well, I have to tell you, at the end of the movie Vaxxed, the only severe problem I had with the movie was that the producer who used to produce The Doctors presented one of the stars of The Doctors, Dr. Sears.
Yes, I saw that. I was shocked that he went in front of the camera and admitted what he admitted. But occasionally I watch the show The Doctors. I like to see what kind of, you know, garbage they're feeding the public. And they push vaccines all the time.
Well, I was just infuriated by the fact that he was pretending to be betrayed, and he was not doing it well. You know, because he's on TV, he may think he's an actor too, but that is the worst acting job I've ever seen of someone looking betrayed, having seen the CDC document. It just infuriated me because, you know, I know, and so many mothers know that these doctors know, and the fact that they're not vaccinating their own children is proof they know, and also the codes they have to fill out to the insurance company. I had brought that to your attention the other day. The 093 means poisoning by cholera vaccine, 094 means poisoning by tetanus vaccine, and that's how they get reimbursed from the insurance company. How clear an admission is that?
Well, everything the white coats do is bad. I mean, I oftentimes have television on in the background. The commercials they have for these drugs, I mean, you listen to the side effects, death, seizures, I mean, a whole string of side effects, you know, and I ask the same question, why would anybody take drugs? There's natural solutions for everything. And, you know, it just amazes me that people could watch these commercials and say, oh, I'll take two, you know, sign me up.
Yeah, but the vaccines, they don't give you the reactions to. They treat it like a public service announcement. And I think this all goes to the point that Brandy Vaughn, who used to be a salesperson for Merck, she said that the FDA is classifying the vaccines as a health program and not a pharmaceutical drug. Therefore, it doesn't have to undergo a gold standard testing. But I'm saying also, they're presenting it as a public service announcement because it's a health program. They give no adverse reactions, even with the Gardasil, with over 100 stated adverse reactions, including death. They don't say, boo, I've seen these public service announcements. And then also the doctors probably don't have to disclose it for the same reason, because it's a health program. It's the exception to every rule.
As a matter of fact, I had a nurse call me this morning. He works in a nursing home, and they were trying to get him to take the TB time test. And he was asking me what I think about it, and I said, it's just as bad as vaccines. They're injecting you with biological material. And so I told him, if I was you, because, of course, I don't give medical advice or practice medicine, I just said, if I was you, I'd tell him you want a chest x-ray instead. You know, radiation's not good, but it's certainly not as bad as vaccines.
You want a what instead?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, you said you told him to get something instead. What is that something?
Chest x-ray. You know, if they're going to really push it.
Chest x-ray. I see. Chest x-ray.
Right.
Well, I know that I read somewhere that when they're testing you for allergies, they're actually giving you allergies.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the most insane things they do, all these people getting allergy shots. Yes, they're injecting you with what you're allergic to, or they're making you allergic by injecting you. You know, and like I said, people don't question these things. You know, if the white coat tells them to do something, oftentimes they go ahead and do it. And
you spent the night in solitary confinement to get out of a TB, some kind of a TB test. Am I correct?
That I spent the night in solitary confinement?
Yeah, to get out of a TB test when they arrested
me. No. Must be confusing me with somebody else. I have gotten the TB test way back in the day when I first started, you know, working in the hospital. But then I started having so many people call me. One of the most common side effects of the TB test is something called idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, where you basically bruise very easily and, you know, it can happen any place in your body. But like you said, the doctors never tell anything about the dangers of vaccines. As a matter of fact, when I was in medical school, we learned about what vaccines were available, but we were never told any of the possible side effects. And on the CDC website, you can actually look at the vaccine information statements, which doctors are supposed to give their patients before they vaccinate them. They almost never do. But right on there, you know, they admit that seizures are possible, death is possible. Of course, they totally underplay the numbers. There's millions and millions of people that have been damaged by vaccines. I mean, this is a plague on humanity.
Well, there was a nurse that said only 1 in 1,000. He worked in 3 emergency rooms, and he was the lone person. He was a former police officer, so I contend he knows a crime when he sees one. And he said he's the lone health professional who ever reported a vaccine reaction over the course of 6 years. And he says it's more than like 1 in 1,000 that get reported. So there are 540,000 that were are reported to VAERS since their inception. So it's really left more like 540 million, according to this person who's on the front line.
Yes. I think I know who you're talking about. It's a police officer in Australia, right?
No, not Chris Savage. His name is Bobby. He goes by Gorilla RN. And I'll send you the article. I'll post it in the comment area also after the show if I can. I'm not sure that I can. But we have 1 minute left, Rebecca. Why don't you say something in conclusion? Thank you, Valerie Murfin. I'll say that. You say what you need to.
Okay, well, I want to encourage people to go to my website, reversingvaccineinduced, I-N-D-U-C-E-D, diseases.com. You know, there's a lot of good information on there. I have another website.
And you'll see it directly under the screen. Her link is directly under the screen when you open the link for this program.
Right. I have another website, drcarly.com, but it's constantly being hacked into. So I don't even bother to, you know, post things on there anymore.
Thank you, Dr. Carly. I appreciate your coming on the show today.